This is Timer with the WGXC local news for Wednesday, November 25th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Gail Henson is reporting in the Chatham Courier that the Chatham Town Board failed to adopt its proposed 2016 budget at a meeting last week. A 35% increase in pay for the town's deputy court clerk, a projected tax levy increase resulting in the highest tax rate in Columbia County, were two reasons for the no confidence vote on the submitted spending plan. However, the vote to override the state-mandated 2% tax cap did pass. Town Supervisor Jesse DeGroot said the town will now revert to the preliminary budget totaling $3.64 million. In other business, the board approved the noise enforcement agreement with performance venue PS21. Board member Bob Balcom said he was amazed at the amount of detail in the 45-page contract. Quote, "The applicant is obviously trying to do their best," unquote, he said. PS21 broke ground Monday, October 5th for construction of a permanent performance venue after 15 years of planning. Read the full story in the Chatham Courier. Andrea Sears in Public News Service reports on Governor Andrew Cuomo's energy.
Governor Cuomo is expected to make getting half the state's electric power from renewable sources by the year 2030 a requirement. But some energy advocates say that's not enough. With the UN Climate Change Conference beginning next week, the governor is putting the pressure on to clean up New York's power supply. He says the ultimate goal is an 80% reduction in carbon emissions by 2050. But Mark Dunley of the 100% Renewables Now New York campaign says the target for renewable energy is too low.
The carbon emissions from electricity is only about a third of the state's carbon footprint. So he's actually talking about a small percentage of the state's carbon footprint, and then he sets very minimal goals.
The state failed to meet its previous goal of getting 30% of electricity from renewable sources by the end of this year. At the UN Climate Change Conference, many nations will be asking to lower the goal for the world's maximum allowable temperature increase. And according to Dunley, New York needs to raise its goal for how much electricity it gets from renewable sources much higher in order to reach its target for carbon reductions.
If you want to be at 80% by 2050, you actually probably need to be about 80% renewables by 2030, because it's the last 10 to 15% which is the most challenging.
Environmentalists were encouraged by Governor Cuomo's veto of a proposed offshore liquefied natural gas port, a move that could clear the way for developing offshore wind power. According to Dunley, that could be critical to meeting energy goals, but the state has not committed to a plan.
We've seen both Massachusetts and New Jersey step up to the plate with some offshore wind proposals, and Rhode Island is already beginning to move. New York has fallen further and further behind.
Clean energy advocates are also concerned that the state may be diverting some efforts away from renewables to keep two unprofitable upstate nuclear power plants in operation. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
Jim Plank reports in the Daily Mail that one former Catskill school employee claims that the staff there was filled with, quote, absolute terror over the past 15 years. The single-source interview does not attempt to contact former Superintendent Kathleen Farrell, current Administrator Anne-Marie Barkman, or anyone else about the many charges in the story. Farrell recently resigned and has been replaced temporarily by Barkman. The Catskill School Board has given very few hints at the reason for the change. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. William J. Kemble in the Daily Freeman reports that Democratic Party chairs in the 11 counties that make up New York's 19th congressional district sent a letter to Ulster County Executive Michael Hine asking him to run for Congress. So far, State Assemblyman Pete Lopez of Schoharie, former Assemblyman John Faso of Kinderhook, and businessman Andrew Heaney of Dutchess County, town of Washington, have announced for the House seat being vacated by Representative Chris Gibson, but no Democrats have stepped up. Hine did not comment on November 23rd about the letter, but last month he refused to rule out a run for Congress. Hine is a three-term Ulster County executive, and the 19th Congressional District comprises all of Ulster, Greene, Columbia, Delaware, Sullivan, Schoharie, and Otsego counties, and parts of Dutchess, Rensselaer, Montgomery, and Broome counties. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The Daily Freeman also has a rundown of various services that will be affected by the Thanksgiving holiday Thursday and Friday. Amtrak is running holiday schedules through Sunday. The banks are closed Thursday but open Friday. County offices are closed Thursday. Green opens Friday. Columbia is closed on Friday. Ulster is open on a limited basis on Friday. And Dutchess Water and Wastewater offices closed Thursday and Friday. Federal offices are closed Thursday but open Friday. Financial markets are closed Thursday but open at 1 p.m. open until 1 p.m. on Friday. Green County Transit has no service both days. Mail delivery is none on Thursday but normal on Friday. Metro North is running a holiday schedule through Saturday. Schools are closed Thursday and Friday. State offices are closed Thursday and open Friday. Trailways is running a holiday schedule Thursday and Friday, and many schools are also closed Wednesday. Today is Wednesday, November 25th, and it's the fourth Wednesday of the month. There may be some town meetings, but you may want to call ahead and see if they're canceled because of the holidays. The ones that are scheduled for today include the Durham Task Force meeting at 7 p.m. at the town building on Route 81 in East Durham. Germantown has a planning board meeting that has been canceled today. Hudson has a development corporation meeting, a common council legal committee meeting, and a public works committee meeting all canceled today. Stuyvesant Greenway committee meeting has been canceled today. And in Windham, there's a town board meeting scheduled at 8 p.m. at Town Hall, 371 State Route 296 in Hensonville. You can call 734-4170 for more information about that meeting. National Weather Service in Albany says today will be sunny with a high near 45 and a low around 33. Thursday, Thanksgiving Day forecast is for partly sunny skies with a high near 53 and a low around 41. Friday also mostly sunny with a high near 60. Friday night, a chance of showers, but mostly cloudy with a low around 40. You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, listener-supported Creative Community Radio.